Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jam you up. You knew you pronounced it wrong.
They have not had. I've looked it up because I'm like, sometimes, listen, I like country music a lot, and old school country, new school country. Every type of country is my thing, right?
Yeah.
And I also dabble in pop, and I got some hip hop in me as well. But the point is,
that's what people say about JP. He's got some hip hop in him. I've said that about you for a while now.
I get it if there's like an early 80s band and you're like, geez, Jonathan, what a miss that was by you. I looked up Optimus Primus in between the break. They haven't had a number one hit on the top 100 Billboard ever.
So that's
the best they've ever had. The best they've ever had is number 19 on the top 100 Billboard. And you acted like I was mispronouncing Kiss or something insane.
I just thought it's Primus. I mean, I even tried.
No.
You know, this is you.
Unbelievable jam
this
up,
this is vintage you.
Unbelievable. They're not even a fine band that they're coming here. But unbelievable.
Off air, I was like, if I didn't know their music, I might even, which is a lie. I look at it, Prime Us. It's right there. And you said Primus.
Well, Prius is a thing, you know? Prius is a thing. It exists. So we went for
the
Primus is what is how we got there. And until they get a top 100 hit, which will be never, that's how they're going to stay. Rest of the week, they're now Primus.
Whoa, what?
What about the other band?
Well, we'll work on them. I didn't look up their bona fides.
That's the one.
I didn't look up their bona fides.
That truly wrecked me.
That was me staying within the FCC guidelines is what that was, at least trying.
That's someone in promotions trying to get you fired.
Yeah. Well, and also the pronunciation guy that did me no favors, by the way. Yeah. That's another part of that.
It's a tough one.
All right, so that's how that happened. How's Vanessa jamming you up?
So I've already given her our anniversary present, and I've already given her card. And so I just like, I mean this truly, I'm so happy right now. We have a beautiful home. Our marriage in such a great spot. Our girls are in such a great spot. Like life is truly as good as it's been ever for me.
That's beautiful to hear.
So there's just not anything that I can afford that I don't, that I want. There's just like, but she feels bad, so she desperately wants to get me a gift, and just every hour it's like, what do you want? What do you want? And now you gave me the thing of like, I love to wear hats.
Yeah.
And especially Guardians hats, so I sent her one. It only has her wanting more. She wants more ideas so she can buy me more things, which is loving. I love that she wants that.
Yeah.
I just don't want it.
Okay, I want to do this on behalf of gentlemen out there, okay? For us guys for a second, because I feel like Elise, she sometimes falls in the same category too, where she'll wait till day of and then be like, so wait, what did you want? Like what, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, meanwhile, I spent a lot of time thinking about the gift and then I went out and I bought the gift and I did everything.
We are flying close to the sun here.
You do that
when's
too,
your
though.
Anniversary?
You already got it. We got time on that one. We got a few months. But you got Vanessa a gift, did you not?
I did.
You did, yeah. Right?
Why about it for months in advance?
But why is it in most relationships, if you roll reversed here and the wife had gotten the gift and had thought about it in advance and been doing all that stuff, it would have been like, okay. But then if the guy was like, hey, day of, hey, what would you like? I think we'd be sleeping on the couch.
One, it has been me before.
What's going on with this trend here? What's developing here?
Well, I will say
guys just more thoughtful than women.
216-474. I was hoping we could do the whole number. 0092.
I bailed on it.
But no, I think in my case, I do think that I'm exceptionally hard to buy for, because very rarely do I ever actually want. I live by the motto, if I wanted something, I'd go buy it.
That's how I live too. And that's why we've gotten to the point with Elise where I'm just like, please don't buy me anything. I don't want anything. I'll buy things on my own. I didn't get a birthday present, didn't get a Christmas present. Like, we finally got to a spot where she's like, I'm listening to you. I'm not going to just get you something random, which
now
is great.
Now you got to turn it back around and be like, you didn't give me anything this year?
No, I can't do that. Not after the years it took for me to get off this.
Oh, come on now.
It took me a long time.
Be a hell of a setup.
It took me a long time of then being asked on the day of, so what is it that you'd like? And then her ordering something in front of me and be like, that's not a gift.
I actually do feel bad because I know she just wants to do something nice. And in fairness, the reason why it happened today is it's because for like 3 months I've been like, there's just nothing I want. But I got a hat at least. I gave her that.
There we go. What kind of hat you get?
Guardians hat. Yeah.
Baseball. One of the ones they wear, during the games, or a surprise one.
Guardian logo.
Yeah, you do love that sexy Guardian logo.
It's the robes over the shoulder, giving them the old come hither with the vacant eyes.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not talking about that band that Jonathan won't pronounce again. Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show, buddy.
No, we won't.
This is so classic Peterlin. Mm. I'm sorry that you haven't heard of a band that was extremely popular in the mid 80s to late to early 90s. I'm sorry, I forgot. Anything that didn't happen in John Boy's like timeline of life.
They never had a number one hit, Jim. It's going to fall through the cracks when their best hit is number 19 on the top 100 charts.
First off, I guess if you're like one of those people like you are I just listen to the top 100, easy to Pop-Tart. That's not what we're talking about here. Why don't you try getting some cult stuff? I mean, dude, what's with this? Primus is awesome. I mean, that's like saying you don't like Primus. What, you don't like Metallica either? I mean, you want to hate on everything that was before you. Dude, there was good music before you were born. Good music, Jonathan. Not everything good happened after you entered this plane of reality. So you know what? You act like a crusty young kid. It makes me so angry. I swear, that Primus comment drives me nuts. Primus is like my wheelhouse, man. They're my jam. I'm just so unhappy with you. And this is what it is with you. Anything that you didn't see with your own two eyes, you're like, no, I'm sorry. There's different things between TikTok and Instagram, Jonathan. Get in the real world and start experiencing life. Live life instead of looking at your phone all day.
Jim, I'm not mad at you here. I'm not. I'm mad at Nick here because Nick's like, I got jammed up by my wife. And then you jammed me up about bands. And then it's like, well, wait, Josh in Lakewood has been on hold for 3 hours. Confirm that, Mac. Has Josh in Lakewood been on hold for 3 hours?
Yes, he has.
It says 2:15. 9 minutes and 26
You know it resets
seconds.
Every single hour. He's been on since 2:15. Meanwhile, Jim calls in 30 seconds later, the headline, Classic Peterlin.
I just wanted to talk about what we were talking about.
He's a classic Peterlin hater, always has been, and Nick's like, well, we got to go to him. Let's go to him right away. And I get jammed up for Optimus Primus.
Ness married down. So you both got a prime example.
We agree.
Yeah, you make her feel so good about herself. You're almost like a little science project. You're like a little science project.
I'm like
a big
project, Jim.
That's right. Even out the hate, Jim. Even out the hate.
I'm a real man.
You're like a charity.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
No. Yeah, see? Works. Yeah. I love you both.
Thank you, buddy. Later.
Love you too, Jim.
A woman that looks like that should not be with a man that looks like me. We agree. Yeah. See? That's how you
take it. I was an emotional boy. I'm still an emotional boy. We'll be emotional going forward.
I think that might be the most irate you've made him.
I just like that I pointed out how mean he was to me, so then he went to you.
Oh, so this is like...
That was a classic Jim. That was classic Jim. If you point out how mean he's being, then he'll go ahead and pivot to the other person that I'm with.
Teamwork makes a dream
But he
work.
Always starts. No, he always starts with the hate towards me, and that's fine. I've accepted that.
No, good teammate of you, making sure
you're the one
shifted.
That went to him right away.
Well, I mean, he wanted
you
to talk
know Jim's
about,
games.
He wanted to talk. See, Kent,
if you don't know Jim's games at this point, that's on you. He's been calling the station since it started.
Anthony Alant is a problematic individual. He puts here Ken Carmen from the morning show?
Question mark?
Calling about Primus.
This might be the Ken Carmen from Fox 8. I don't know.
He also didn't spell Ken's last name. Right.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
That's a good point out there. By our research assistant, Mac Robinson, the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's Ken Carmen. What's up, bud?
Jonathan.
Ken.
You don't like Primus?
Never heard of him. It's not that I don't like him. Never heard of him.
Jesus.
They were formed in 1984. They had their fourth album by 1995. I was born in 1989, and they never had a top 100, number one hit on the top 100 Billboard. How am I going to hear of them?
Well, yeah, they're Primus, and Primus sucks. But they're never going to have a number one.
What's the defense for a band that sucks, then?
No, when you get to know Primus, you will understand that Primus sucks. But you have to know Primus to be able to say that Primus sucks.
I don't know Primus.
He's like Ken Confucius.
I don't know Primus.
Start off with Winota's Big Brown, and I'm not going to finish the rest of it because I don't want to get dumped, because I know we're sensitive over there on the board. Okay, start with that. You'll know that. You will know that tune. You will know that off the top.
Okay.
Not Jerry was a race car driver?
Video.
I was always Jerry a My was Name a Is Mud guy, driver. Ken. I don't know about you.
My Name Is Mud is very good. And then just get into it, man. Just explore. Hey.
Why? You say they suck.
Hey. No. Then you'll understand why Primus sucks. You can't say Primus sucks unless you know Primus.
Ken, I don't think I need to understand it. If the outcome is that it sucks, I don't need to understand why it sucks. I get it. Just sucks.
This. Just tweet out, what does everybody think of the band Primus? And take a look at your reactions.
Huh.
Okay?
I should do another tweet. How many people know Primus? And then I'm going to watch the majority not know who they are.
I think more people know about Primus than you think.
I think a lot more people know about Primus than he thinks. A lot more people. I mean, Nick knows music. Nick, come on.
That's part of the problem, is Nick knows music very well. And so it's like, he's like, of course you know Primus. That'd be like, I don't know, saying someone doesn't know Brett Saberhagen. It's like, yeah, okay. Like, people are going to know who that is if you're a big baseball guy.
People have said that for a long time. Saberhagen and Primus are the same guy, basically.
Basically.
Saberhagen was in the movie The Scout. If they don't know good movies if they don't know that.
That's a hell of a drop.
No chance Anthony or Mac has even seen The Scout.
Oh, come on. Steve Nebraska, Anthony, Mac. Come on, boys.
By the way, that was a slippery wizard tactic there, Ken. You were going at him and he shifted the blame to the youngers on the station. That was an act of cowardice.
Well, yeah, they have an excuse. They're in their 20s. I mean, Jonathan is a father.
That's right.
30s.
You are.
That's right. Do you know how old I am, Ken?
Man, you didn't. Hey, did you do drugs in high school?
Was I cool, Ken?
No, I asked if you did drugs in high school.
You take that whatever way you want to, Ken. No, I drank in high school. I didn't do drugs in high school.
What are we considering
you
a drug
know about
here?
Primus. My son's sitting here right with me. Axel, say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I don't care what I say.
Hi, Axel.
I don't care.
Hey, you Axel, your dad's going to make you listen. Your dad's going to make you listen to bad music to understand bad music right now.
Son, we're about after the show. See, I'm not allowed to say I'm going to listen to something else other than The Fan. See, that's the problem.
Hey,
the
song "Too Many Puppies" isn't about that 6-inch dog that you have. That is like the tiniest thing I've ever seen.
She's the best.
You still talking about
my little
dog?
Baby?
Big man, small dog. It makes me laugh every time.
Good Beautiful. Lord, you can. Beautiful. You are a monster today.
What?
Ken, thank you very
really
much.
Funny visual for
Enjoy
me.
Your thank time you. Out and about, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Ken.
Good God Lord. Bless you both. Goodbye.
Thank God bless you.
You're just lashing out. Ken Carmen on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
And I even tried to, like, I tried to sympathize with you off air about the Primus thing. And then you come back, you jam me up about it, and then you got everybody all upset here. Chris from the road. Dynamite labeling there. Anthony Aland.
He's not wrong. I guess Chris, he's on the road.
Chris, can you inform JP about Primus just as we put a bow on this one?
I sure can. They sing the theme song for South Park. So if nothing more, that should be a fact you tuck into your little pocket to keep for a rainy day.
All right, Chris. Well, thank you very much.
That's probably the most money they made was probably from that then.
Guarantee.
Like by a lot.
Yeah, and you should know. I mean, that really is. Actually, that's a great point by Chris. You actually should know it, if nothing for else, from South Park.
Yeah, I mean, I know the song. I know the theme song to South Park, so I guess I know one of their songs.
Yeah, so do they suck?
Well, I mean, Ken told me they suck.
Well, no.
Isn't that the end? Isn't that the intent and the outcome?
I believe we're in the era of critical thinking, so you've heard the open to South Park. Does Primus suck?
That wasn't open. That was a very tiny little bit of it. I like the theme song to The Office, too. It doesn't mean that it's a great song.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You are defensive. You've become
a
monster in this segment.
Truth.
I mean, you lashed out at Ken. You lashed out. You
no, tried no, no. To this is what he does. You see, now he's trying to pivot this on me here. You see how this works? This is insane. You talk about the slippery
what
wizard.
Kind of, what?
You went to gym. You admitted you were lashing out because of Vanessa, and you were having an issue there. Then you go to gym to antagonize, and then you go to Ken. And I thought Ken and I had actually a really nice back and forth. And now you're pivoting it to some sort of defense mechanism.
Yeah, Ken was really helping you out there.
I think everyone would see that if they really just paid attention to what was going on. Personally.
What's that thing that you do when you're saying something contrary of what happened that somebody experienced?
What you did when you said I was being defensive.
To get them.
Is what that was.
To believe an alternative version of events. Do you know what that is called, Mac?
No, what is that?
I don't know. It's a word. It's in the zeitgeist right now. It's where... Yeah, it's like where you're like, hey, this happened. The other person's like, no, the opposite of that happened because it makes me look better. I think that's what you're doing there. Gaslighting. That's
how I feel every day. It's a 5-hour gaslight with you.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
5-hour gaslight.
474-0092.
Hey, Primus. How dare you not know Primus?
Who is gaslighting who?
Never had a number one hit. They were finally founded in 1984.
I don't hear no hits. I don't hear
no singles. Jobs.
That's a long clip there, Mac.
Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job.
Is this spot?
I'm sure Sailing the Seas of Cheese is a great listen.
For Kevin Stefanski.
Let me get on that one in between the break.
In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.